It's the radio segment that's got the frost. Now it's just looking for the bite. Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Newfoundland, Canada. 33-year-old Abigail Reed went to a convenience store last week and then bought a lottery scratch ticket. And it turned out to be her lucky day.
Awesome.
She won $38,000.
So not bad. Exciting.
There was just one problem, though. She bought the lottery ticket using a credit card that she'd stolen.
Oh, no. That's not good. Does that mean the person who she stole it from wins the $38,000?
Well, the cops figured out that it was purchased with a stolen credit card because they investigated the theft, and they found out Abigail had used the credit card to buy that lottery ticket. So when she tried to cash in the ticket at the lottery office the next day, she was immediately arrested for fraud and possession of a stolen credit card.
Oh, no.
They tracked the lottery ticket to the credit card.
That's crazy.
So what happens with the money? Well, according to Canada law, it turns out the lady who had her credit card stolen is the rightful owner of that 38 grand.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. And I feel like she does have to give the thief a cut.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
I don't
know. Like a $2,000 tip. She wouldn't have won the money if it wasn't
for her. Bail her out, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't believe it. Imagine a credit card company like, listen, your card got stolen, but...
Now you can pay it off.
You got 38 grand.
Yeah.
Like, no way.
My credit card got stolen, but now I can pay off the balance. This is awesome. This next leisure story is out of the University of North Carolina. There's a 19-year-old college student whose name is Maddie, and lately, she and her roommates have been worried that there might be a ghost in their house.
That is a weird ghost.
That's a bad ghost.
Items had been disappearing, and there were strange handprints on the wall, and they heard rattling in the closet. You know, lots of the typical ghost kind of stuff.
Oh my God, I cannot deal with it.
So finally, last weekend, Maddie got up the courage to turn on her bedroom light at 2 a.m. and open the closet to check.
No, don't ever check the closet!
Do it, do it.
Good news, it wasn't a ghost.
Okay.
Bad news, it was a creepy dude who'd broken into the apartment and was trying on Maddie's clothes.
Okay, that's worse.
Way worse than a ghost.
Bring me back the ghost.
Please, please, bring back the ghost.
She told police, quote, "I opened the door and he's in there wearing all of my clothes, my socks, my shoes, and he has a book bag full of my clothes."
Oh my God. And he's still there.
Yeah.
Why are so many creepy men in the world? Stay out of women's closets. I don't understand.
Stay out of anybody's closet that's not yours.
Yes.
Like, if I woke up and there was some dude trying on my clothes, I'd still be like, dude, that looks better on you than me. This is ridiculous.
You're jealous?
Yeah. I haven't been able to fit into that medium shirt for a while now, you jerk. Anyway, Maddie said after they saw each other, he tried on her hat and then went into the bathroom to look in the mirror before telling her, "You're really pretty. Can I give you a hug?"
Oh my God.
So creepy.
My God.
Thankfully, police showed up a few minutes later and identified the guy as 30-year-old Andrew Clyde Swafford. He was arrested and had charges including breaking and entering a building, larceny, and possession of stolen goods.
Yeah, scary. And just hanging out in her closet. Gross.
Afterwards, Maddie told a local newspaper, "My roommates and I would always joke that there's a ghost in here because I've been missing shirts and pants for months.
Months?
It makes me think he's been here before. For months.
Moving! Ugh.
It doesn't make you think. I think that's like proof.
Yeah!
This next laser story is out of jolly old England. A 42-year-old woman named Jane Mulcahy recently filed a lawsuit that's raising some eyebrows around the nation. She's suing her lawyers for negligence. And the reason? Because they didn't tell her that a divorce meant the end of her marriage.
What?
Yeah.
What did she think it meant?
It's like, oh, quitting my job, I didn't know I couldn't come back anymore.
Right, exactly. Apparently, she's the one person on earth who didn't realize that.
What?
Jane believes her lawyers should have recognized that as a Roman Catholic, she would be against ending her marriage.
Oh.
She believes they should have told her divorce ends the marriage and steered her toward a judicial separation instead.
Oh my
God. Still, I think technically ends the marriage. I don't know.
I mean, it does, but it doesn't. It's a weird clause.
It's like such weird loopholes religious people use to get around.
Right.
Like, well, I'm not going to get divorced. I'm just going to get separated.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
So,
seriously.
How did it turn out? A few lower courts rejected the lawsuit, and somehow it made it all the way to the nation's appeals court. Fortunately, the judge there also shot it down, which should be the end of it. There's no word on whether Jane got remarried to her husband so they could separate properly.
How did it make it that far?
So they could separate properly.
I know. How do people not just go, no, you idiot?
Yeah.
Divorce ends a marriage. You should have known that.
Oh my God, can you imagine? That second wedding was probably so miserable, though.
This next laser story is out of the study of dudes. A new study out of Australia found that single men naturally smell worse than men who are in relationships.
Ew. I bet that's true. I smell pretty funky.
Well, they say it's not because single men have worse hygiene. I mean, they probably do, but that is not the reason.
Huh.
It's because single men produce more testosterone, which leads to a nastier body odor.
Oh, so I'm manly.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's not holding them back from dating either. The women in the study smelled a bunch of single men's shirts and married men's shirts. And even though the married men's shirts smelled better, the women were more attracted to the stinky single men.
Hey!
Give us a stench.
Yep. Researchers say this shows women have evolved in a way to sniff out single men so they're not wasting their time on someone who's unavailable.
They can literally smell us.
Hey, you guys, this doesn't give single dudes like the go-all to like just stop bathing.
Yeah,
altogether.
Don't deodorant, it's not, guys.
I don't have to
it's
shower. That's my testosterone.
Yeah.
Here's yet another reason why it's rough being a single woman. Single men stink and they smell terrible, but that's evolution.
Mm.
So deal with it.
Evolution.
Okay.
This next laser story is out of Valentine's Day headquarters. Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and one company has an idea how you can celebrate, and that company is Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
Yay, Dunkin'!
Yep. In honor of Cupid's Day, Dunkin' Donuts is teaming up with a wedding chapel in Las Vegas to throw a bunch of donut-themed weddings this weekend.
Whoa. Sounds delicious.
It does.
The first 100 couples who get married at the wedding chapel after 11 a.m. will get a free wedding, and it includes a Dunkin' Donuts bouquet.
Tasty.
Wow.
A bouquet of donuts.
Yep. I would love it if I got it.
Yeah.
Just for yourself. Maybe go marry yourself.
Yeah.
The chapel will also be covered in Dunkin' Donuts decorations, and the officiant will have their hair dyed the pink color from the donuts logo.
Nice.
So if you love donuts and you're almost as in love with donuts as you are with your significant other,
hey,
or secretly more in love with donuts, I don't know. Either way, there's a chance for you to marry both of them at the same time.
Okay.
Perfect. Instead of toasting with champagne, you toast with coffee.
Mm-hmm. This next leisure story is out of Tech World, USA. Researchers at A&M University are working on a new AI program that monitors your voice and can tell when your spouse is in a bad mood and ready to fight.
You get like a warning signal sent to your phone, like, don't come home today.
The hope is that if you knew they were in a bad mood, you could address the issue early or just start walking on eggshells to avoid an argument right away.
Yes.
Yeah. Why don't you just say, like, hey, you look like you're in a bad mood. That's usually a good way to start this.
Hey, my app told me you're in a bad mood right now.
Exactly.
That's going to go over well.
It works by listening to the pitch and tone of your voice and how your vocal patterns change throughout the day. So far, they've tested it on 34 different couples, and it can detect signs of conflict with a 79% accuracy.
That's pretty good.
Which is probably better than you can do in your relationship.
I don't know. I feel like my husband's pretty good. I feel like he can predict it at 99%.
It's not clear on how soon they might be able to jam it into your Google Home or Alexa or how much it'll cost you, so it could be a while before you can actually try it out.
Alexa, is she mad while she's yelling at you?
Yeah, while she's yelling at you. Alexa's like, you shouldn't have said that.
Turning off.
Obviously, there are some privacy concerns, too. You probably couldn't do it on the sly. Your spouse should probably have to opt in first.
Yeah.
Or you know a lot of people are going to be trying to use this secretively. One person online commented saying, if artificial intelligence can really start doing this, just take my money now.
Yes.
I know someone who's never in an argument, so he doesn't even need that. Is he in that shoe are happy all the time. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time, on Monday.